Kaflamatesim Alf Rashi Shanasu Mako Lachazaneyim. So the Morse says that the Yonim sort of became the support, the support for the Chazonim, the Shamar Sheim. In other words, that was the Chazon was the Shamash. Notice the other, they give a hand, and they supported them. I'm not going to do the work unless, you know, so they caved into the demands of their workers. Unless you give me more money, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go and do the work of getting the mashkin, etc., whatever the psak is. I'm not going to do any of that until you meet my demands. At the end of the day, those demands end up falling back onto Klal Yisrael, the cost, etc. So the Dayanim ended up suppressing Klal Yisrael by being a makal chazanim. Shevet Marshlim. So what does the Shevet Marshlim mean? It means makal egrefin shel Marshlim. They became the egrev is the fist. They became the makal of the powerful hand of the Moshlim, the ones who were in control. Hanadayonim. Rishoyim. So there was there in Rishoyim. And the Shemit Chachamim, in this Shemit Chachamim, Lehem Lamako Ula Egrev. The Shemit Chachamim became a support for this, these false Dayonim, they're bad Dayonim. So they, instead of letting the Rasha be revealed for what he is, so people go complain, and so the rabbi with their brother or their cousin or their father would write a nice shuva to cover up what they did was that it was right, you know. They ended up becoming the umbrella to protect them, instead of them having being removed. Then the Mor says the Marzutra says a different shot. It's a tefillin chamim that they are melamim halachas tzibur l'dayanei bor. Shavatachas oisin tefillin chamim amidim dayanei bor. Ladan is called a ball. So they said, you know what? We'll put this person into the position. So he wants a position of authority, even though he's not roy to have that authority. Don't worry, I'll make sure that he always says the right psak. That's very nice, but he has to ask you, and he's not always going to ask. So that was a mistake on their part to undertake that type of responsibility, which they can't deliver. Your hands are dirtied with blood. So elo dayon. They stick out their hands to get the bribe. Now at the moment, mina barlim shlokudin. They then make a false psak and then they cause the person to pay incorrectly. They give it to the other person. So it's called the dam because when you make a person pay when he's not supposed to pay, it's if you're possibly taking away his dam and nefesh. Person doesn't have his money, that can impact his actual life. And then it says that's besechem ba'avoin. That's referring to the surfer of the yonim. Shekos and shtoris shoramiya. So their fingers are full of avera because they write these improper shtoris. Then Sifsu Seichem Dabu Sheker is referring to the Urche Hadayonim. Malamnim is Baladidim Litan, which they tell the Baladidim what to say. So they set up the din for them. So in most Baladidim, the Urche Hadayonim is not supposed to present. First of all, Zashalabu Yahalal to have an Urche Hadayonim B'chlal. Okay, number one. Like, the Mishnah says it shouldn't be like Erech HaDayonim. So who is that referring to? They're referring to the Yonim. The Yonim can't lead a Baal Din on to teach him what to say. That's what I'm shouting in the Mishnah. which according to that it's not precluding having an Eretz Din, or it's referring to that there shouldn't be something like an Eretz Din, the person who's there to help the person, because then, you know, you teach them the right timings, etc., and then so the person, you're playing with Sheker, you're playing with, you know, it's not Sheker, but you're trying to manipulate the system, as opposed to the person honestly presenting what he has to present. But even if they would allow the Eretz Din, but he's not supposed to present. So it's not like in an American court where the lawyer makes the presentation. It's the Baal Din who makes the presentation, and the Eretz Din's job is to help him prepare what he has to say, to get it clear, etc. Usually, later on, they'll let the Eretz Din present why he feels X, Y, Z should be true. You know, Eretz Din was the Talmud Chacham usually. So he has a good point, that's what we have to say. But their point was in Malamed at Baladinam Litzot.
So is that what's the general practice? The allow?
General practice they allow. It's not so simple in Halacha. There's 7 years fast, I think it is. The Chashim Mishpat. You go through the Halacha over there, it's very strong that it's not so simple, but it seems to be that there's enough to say that it's permitted, that, you know, people want it. They can't ask around them. I had a situation where it was asked to be an Eretz Din in order to help, you know, and the other side had a very, you know, they said they had a very, that who they had was a very accomplished presenter, shall we say. So I spoke to a person, he said, even though it's a shayla, but to create a balance for both sides, that's permitted. That's definitely permitted. And once, you know, turned out they didn't have that person. So then I was like, oh, okay, now what? You know, like, you know, what am I supposed to do now? You know, like after.
Did you have to tell your side?
I just helped them present. I actually just helped them prepare the case. I didn't even go. Went through what the issues they had with other issues, you know, that the other side felt they were going to present, and what I thought was improper about the, you know, etc., you know, what was proper, what they felt was on target, wasn't on target. You know, a good Eretz Din is very beneficial for the Dayanim, because it gets, I've sat in the Dayan a few times, and sometimes you just got out of your mind listening to the case. If you present, you know, 80% of what they present is irrelevant. You know, so, or they, you know, they start making tainas based on, you know, and they're just like totally, like one person wants to say, it's totally wrong what you're saying. It's not going to work. It's, you know, the person's not going to listen to it. Like, so, don't waste your time in it. But it's not fair, you know. You know, it's like, that's wonderful, but it's irrelevant, you know. So, and it says, and then their tongues say avlo. That's referring to the Baal Din. Then it says, the last point of the Gemara goes off to a statement from Rabbi Maloi, which had been mentioned before. So he said something from him that when Yosef and his brothers separated from each other, Yosef did not taste any wine, and then the brothers did not taste any wine either, because it says imoy, we call that hashalus loy. That was, now they drank with him, means until then they had not drank. And the last thing that Rabbi Maloi said was because he saw Baruch HaBasam HaPaliboy, he deserved to get the Choshem Ishbet Aliboy. So the Choshem Ishbet was placed on the person's lave, on the person's chest. He was older. Before Moshe received any Nevuah, Niglas Shechinah Aaron. Aaron had a Nevuah, Kedachsiv, HaNiglas Niglas Yal Beis Avicha. The Rosh Hashanah says, I reveal myself to your, he's talking over there to the Beis Eli, which is Kahanim. The Rosh Hashanah says, I reveal myself to your family, Beis Avicha, and that's referring to the Nebuah that Aaron had in Mitzrayim. And when Nemerloi Nebuah Shal Mitzrayim, Aksuba, there's Nebuah, which is said in regards to Mitzrayim, which is actually recorded in Sefer Yecheskel, Ad Vayam Rubi. So he was roid to be the Novi and be the leader. And even so, he was not jealous of Moshe's being chosen to be the Novi and to be the leader. And for that reward, he was Zeichud the Choshem Mishpat. I told you, I think I told you. I once heard from Rabbi Zev Lev that he suggested that the definition, since the definition of a kohen is the lashon of shavus, of service, so a servant does what he's told and that's it. So to be the kohen, the person has to be able to negate oneself totally. So Aaron, in merit of the fact that he was able to, someone say, you know, take himself out of the picture and say, well, who's the best person for the job? Is Moshe so great? Like, I'm happy. And he was able to do that. He became the one who was fit to be the Kohen Gadol who wore the Chosher Mishpat, because that's exactly what the definition of Kahuna is the person who's able to take him out of himself out of the picture, mean negate himself and just be a servant. That's the quintessential servant, is the one who can remove himself out of the picture and serve. Okay. So the Gemara, back in the Gemara, by the two dots, at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tesam and Aleph, Shochalei B'nei Basker L'Levi. So Basker is the name of a place, and B'nei Basker, the people from the city, the place of Basker, sent Levi three questions. Kila Mahu. Is there any case of Kila which is permitted to put up on Shabbos? Which is why it's here, because we were discussing Kila before. Then they also asked him a question in regards to Klai Akerim, Kisusha, which is hops, Bikarma Mahu, are they considered a problem? It grows on thorns. It grows in something which is not really. It grows in some type of a small bush type of a thing, apparently, which. Vegetables are a problem of Klayim and Karma. Trees are not. So what is this? Ksusha b'karma mahu. And mace b'yontav mahu. A person dies in yontav. What are the halachas in regards to dealing with the mace? So the verse says, Ada Ozel, this shliach that they sent from the B'nai Basker sent to Levi, from the, while he was traveling, noch nafshe de Levi, Levi was nifter. So Amar Shmuel l'Rav Menashe. So the shliach arrived. Levi was not available. Shmuel told Rabbi Nashio, "Ichakimus shalach lahu. If you feel confident with your answers, you can send them an answer." So the Mor said that shalach lahu. He sent him the following answers. Number one, kilo in regards to the question of kilo. Chazarno called Sidei kilo b'lemetzino lo heter tzad heter. There's no case of kila which is permitted. Mor says, what do you mean? This is the more questioning what Rabbi Nashia did. Why doesn't he send them what Rabbi Yecheskel said before, that if it has the straps, therefore it's going to be permitted, because it's if it's already been spread out and you're just extending it, is permitted. So even if it's not already set up and you're actually not just extending it, but you're actually putting it up, but since it has the straps, etc., so it's made to be to function like that, so it's permitted. So why didn't it give them the heter of Rabbi Yecheskel? More answers, the fish einan b'nei Torah, they were not people who were familiar with Torah, and if you would tell them that, they're going to expand it, extrapolate it, and permit things way beyond what should be permitted, therefore he could not tell them the heter. So he basically... So instead of saying, well, there's one case which is much worse, I can't tell you, because that would not be, you know, that itself would be dangerous. He said there's no way which it's permitted. The place can bring from this Gemara, interesting, Shavlin and Emes, if a person needs to present something in a way which we have this, where do we have it? Sanhedrin, I think. There's a Gemara where... one of them needed a quote. Said Helton was also, but felt they wouldn't listen to him, so he quoted the name of Shmuel in order that they would accept it, even though Shmuel never said it. So the place, you know, Rav Mazalman, I think it was, said, you see from this Gemara that if you have a situation where you need to get a message across, and it's only impossible to get it across unless you're going to quote it B'Shem Adam Gadol, it's not considered a checker to say B'Shem Adam Gadol. If you hold that this is Mamash Emes of the Torah, so it's not considered a checker to say it in his name. So there's some leeway in that area. So something similar over here, he said there's no case which is Mutter, which is not really true. There was a case which is mutter, but he could not tell him that, so he, the only way he could tell him that was by saying no case is mutter, so that is considered acceptable. Okay, obviously the challenge is, you know, who's the authority which has the right to make that, you know, this application to them, A, and B, you know, are we giving every single local Orthodox rabbi the right to start, you know, misrepresenting Torah? That's going to become very dangerous. So where do you draw the line? Okay. Susha Bekarma, so the Moor said, Susha Bekarma is Irvuva, it's a problem of climb. So the Moor says, why didn't he tell him the following statement? To malicious Lahukid Rav Tarfon. Why didn't he tell him what Rav Tarfon says? That Rav Tarfon says, Kedatanya, Kishos, which is this case. Rav Tarfon Armor and Klein Bekarim. It's not considered a client. Klein Bekarim, it is considered a client. So it's a Mukhlaikis, we pass on like the Chacham. But, the Kaimalon, we have a rule, which is actually. It itself is a brice. It's not. It's ready from the. It's a sefer. Kolamekel ba'oritz halacha k'moshe b'chusel oritz. That the iser klayim midaraisa is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the iser klayim b'chusel oritz is only drabanan. And when they set up the system of the raisa, this is drabanan. They said any situation where there's a machloikas about in Eretz Yisrael, and since it's the rice that we're going to be mat, we're going to Paschal Mechumra, in Chutz Loretz, we're going to permit it. So, why didn't he tell them, I don't know exactly where Basker is, I'm just assuming it's in Chutz Loretz, he should have told them that it's permitted based on Reb Tarfon. So Murray answers again, that they were not b'nei Torah, and again he felt that was a dangerous type of answer to give them. I guess kishus, the ambiguity which comes with this kishus was such that people, they would again, well, if kishus is permitted, then it looks almost like a vegetable. And so the Chumash said it looks like a vegetable, so they're going to be matter carrots next. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly, you know, where what they would do with it. The Mora says, Machris Rav made an announcement. Hai man deboi lemizra ksusha bekarma. Lizra, if a person wants to plant ksusha bekarma, he should plant it. In other words, Rav and his mokum permitted them to plant it. Rav Amram chasida is man gedolo, eluye. So he would give Malkus for doing it. Malkus Rabban. Rav Mesharshi Yoyer Leputa Latinuk Nachri Vizare Le. So he holds that it's permitted in the Chutz Loretz. He held the Kula. But as opposed to having not having a Jew do it, you do like a Mira La'akum type of a thing. You know, he'd pay a Goy and have the Goy do it. Where says, "Little and the tinnicky," so let a little Jewish child do it. Like give the Jewish kid the pranosa, close to the goy. Where says, "Also the mitzvah, if he's going to do it when he's young, he'll come and do it when he's older." Where says, "Little and the gadol nachri," give it to an adult non-Jew. Also lachluf ebe Yisrael, so he'll come. Where says, "Afraid that he'll come to." Confuse them with the Yisrael and say that it's permitted by giving nothing to a child. So this way, he himself didn't do it; he didn't see it. In a certain sense, it was presented to him, and this is already—it's already there. So that wasn't the usur, or that, you know, that was further distancing oneself from getting involved in it. Okay, but that was regards to Ksusha B'Karma. Mace. So they asked in regards to a person, you have a person who is nifter and it's on Yom Tov. So what do you do? Sholach lehu, we sent to them. Mace lo yisaskebe lo yehudoyin, lo aramoyin, lo biyam tevrishin, lo biyam tevsheni. You can't do anything with them. You can't. There was a question: was would they be allowed to bury the mace? He said, neither by Jew nor by non-Jew, not the first day Yom Tov, not the second day Yom Tov. Ain't he really? For Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shilas, Amar Rabbi Yosi, excuse me, Amar Rabbi Asi, Uvda Hava Bekenisha Demoin. There was a story which happened in the shul in the city of Moin. But Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos, in the case where Yom Tov was right next to Shabbos. So he's not an Ibi Lifunel, Ima Oimi Lacharel. Was it the case? Was, I don't remember, I'm not aware. I know it was Yom Tov and Shabbos together. I'm not sure if Yom Tov was on Friday and then it was Shabbos, or Yom Tov was Sunday, Shabbos Sunday. But either way, you would have a situation where the Ptira took place at the beginning of the first of the 2 days. So it was Friday, Shabbos, the Ptira took place Thursday night. And it was, if the case was, it was Shabbos, and then Yom Tov on Sunday, so the Ptira took place on Friday night, immediately at the beginning. So you would have it, we knew what we were going to have a mace, which is going to have to sit for 2 days. And we needed to come up with some type of a heter. Because meanwhile, the mace would start to decompose. What's the Kameh de Rabbi Yechonon? V'amal lehu, yis'asku be'amamin. So they went to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon said that you can have a non-Jew bury him. So either on Friday they buried him before, they say he wouldn't stay through Shabbos, or in the case of Shabbos Sunday. So on Sunday, ready, the mace started to decompose. They had the non-Jew non-Jew bury him. It's not a heter on Shabbos. And Rashi learns Mace in the Rishon was a case where it was Shabbos Sunday. And now, so you're allowed to have a non-Jews bury the mace. B'yom Tov Sheni, if the case was just the mace was nifter on Yom Tov Rishon, and so Yom Tov Rishon alone we're not going to be matar amamin because the mace can sit for a day. It comes Yom Tov Sheni, we see there's other problems. He's asking about Yisrael, even Yisrael is allowed to be involved in the burial. I think the issue was any type of thing which involves malacha, digging, etc. The preparation of the body is there's mukhs involved, but that's about, if I don't recall the lochas, but I think that you can get around that. So Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to, if I feel like Yom Tov Sheni, Rosh Hashanah, even though normally we refer to Rosh Hashanah as one long Kedusha, and so we can't give any kulas to Yom Tov Sheni or Rosh Hashanah. In regards to the issue of mace, Chazal were making, and they gave Yom Tov Sheni to Rosh Hashanah, which the reality is that it's not Aleph of Tishrei, it's Beis Tishrei. So they're making. Mashenkin Bebe. But when it comes to a Beis, we know that a Beis, which is laid on Yom Tov Rishon, is permitted on Yom Tov Sheni because we have a Mamonosha. If Yom Tov Rishon is really Yom Tov, then Yom Tov Sheni is Chol, egg is permitted, egg which is laid on Yom Tov is Mutar on Chol. And the second day was Yom Tov, and the first day was Friday, the day before, not Friday, but it was Erev Yom Tov. So an egg which is laid on Erev Yom Tov is Mutar on Yom Tov. So Mamonosha, there's no problem, there's no problem with an egg on Yom Tov Sheni, egg which is laid on Yom Tov Rishon is Mutar on Yom Tov Sheni. But we had over there the Morris, but that's only true by all the regular Yom Tov Sheni, but not by Yom Tov Sheni. So Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas, and the egg was laid on day one, is also on day two. So he's just pointing out, for Mace, we're Makel for day two, not by Beya. So the Morris says, why didn't Rav Menashia tell Bnei Basker this Heter? The Morris answers, the Fishena Bnei Taro.
Question about the egg while we
An egg, which in case you had Shabbos, and then Yom Tov Rishon was on Sunday, and the egg was laid on Shabbos. So that's also because you can't have Shabbos being Mechin the Yom Tov and Yom Tov being Mechin the Shabbos. If I recall correctly. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just testing you.
It's
like Rashi, B'nei Basker, Kuvlam Tetzim and Aleph, B'nei Basker, Shem Mokim. So that was the name of the place where they sent them. They asked them three questions. Kilo Ma'utlin Tosef B'Shabbos, can you spread out the kilo on Shabbos? Ksusha is Himlun, Shagodol Alehega, they grow on thorns. So some type of Mao Bakarma, is it permitted in a vineyard? Yoraku Bakline Bakarim. Is it considered a vegetable and therefore it's considered a klein? Or Ilanu is considered a tree, Veno Klein Bakarim. It's not, and therefore it's not a problem of klein. So Mori says, he said, Kila, it's always us. Velishlu Tzad Heter Ba, there is a case where it's permitted, which is Kidom Ibrahim Yecheskel. Karachala Kuta Mashiach, but it has already this strap or this attachment from beforehand. It's then permitted to send it to extend it on Shabbos. Mashan, the more answers, if you send him in a Torah, they're going to extend the permission beyond what's proper. Therefore, he did not tell them the Heter. Ebuva is Kelayim. So he said, Ksusha is a problem of Kelayim. So he said, well, why didn't you tell him? Reb Tarfon. Kamal Mebrochus, Parakeitzit, Gabi Orla, Wildin and the Kelayim. So both Orla, the more somewhat Orla, but it applies to Kelayim also. Sha'af hi mitzvah tluya ba'oritz, Renan Heges minatar ela ba'oritz. It's a ground mitzvah. And the more says a rule that any mitzvah has to do with the ground, Midaraisa is only referring to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe even lekashichu pe'u, which are, it's not no kedusha per se. The mitzvah of leaving them over derisa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It applies in Rabbanon outside of Eretz Yisrael. And this shiloh doesn't. I mean, all of, everywhere in the world, it just means the countries immediately adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with grit, things growing, etc. It applies in Eretz Yisrael midrash, and we have a rule: we're mekel b'chutz l'aretz. The very proof of the tinuk nachri. So Rav Amram, Rav Sharshia held mikra de midrash. It's mutzer in chutz l'aretz. Midrash, I mean rabbanon. Mila kol kama de efshad. Whatever is possible, Mashani, he did it in an abnormal fashion. So yimadul l'hakol, people shouldn't come to be overly maker. How they translated it as a vine? What did they translate it as?
Well, it didn't really say. It just says that it's a climbing of thin, if it climbs around the other plant.
Right.
Like,
so,
what's it say? Winding around, but I just called it a vine. But my point is that there are certain things that wind around other things. And like, for example, here it calls it hops. So obviously,
right.
We obviously grow hops. So
yeah,
but hops doesn't grow without doing that. So,
but hops doesn't. So the more shallow is, can you grow hops in a vineyard? I mean, the problem is not growing hops. The problem is you want to let this thing grow through the vineyard. There's a problem with client.
Yeah, but general hops or hops type plants grow around things. So the question is that volume?
Right.
So I mean, generally, I mean, how could you grow things without it? I mean, how would you be able to grow that thing without it? Because it grows only like that.
No, grow it around a tree which doesn't have, you can grow.
A tree is okay, but.
Right, the problem is, first of all, there's two issues. One is we're talking about Klein Bekerim, Yorick. The second problem is that, you know, you can grow it on any tree which is a non fruit bearing tree is not a problem. It's only a fruit bearing tree which would be a problem.
Can we claim that from a goy, if a goy does it, they grow beer, they grow the hops all out there, and it's grown around bad stuff, can we eat it?
In Eretz Yisrael, no. You know, if someone grew in Eretz Yisrael, you have a problem with klein. Chutz l'aretz, so that's what we're saying. We pass in mikra din that this is mutzah chutz l'aretz. So the case of the Mason Yomtov, I'm not sure if it was Mason, it was Shabbos and Yomtov. I'm not sure if Yomtov was prior to Shabbos. He called Yomtov be'erev Shabbos. Mason was nifter on Friday. They did not permit any type of action on Shabbos. Therefore, tira lekarva yaday amin. They permitted to bury him on Friday through a non-Jew. Or imal acharei, the case was that the yantar was on Sunday. Who mase for Shabbos and the patir was on Shabbos. Nation ishtok. By the time they came to Sunday, the base already had been sitting oymasriach and it started to decompose. And therefore, hitiru. That's why they permitted to bury. I'm not sure what the case was. Was it something which is a preemptive approach, prophylactic, because it was Friday coming at the Shabbos, and they permitted to put it on Friday? Or the case was actually already had happened. Mesa the Rishon, Mesa Nishtok, in the Russian, the Heter Mesa the Rishon, the only case where there was, the Mesa had been sitting, Mesa Nishtok, you're going to Mesa for Shabbos, the Mokar HaYomtiv, the Petir wasn't Shabbos, and already it's already, now it's already Sunday. Mashen Gebebe, a day in Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, the Yomim, Tav Mishal Golius, we don't deal with Rosh Hashanah like other days of Yomtiv, deal with Rosh Hashanah, Chomer, Yomtiv, Shenim, Delay, Manod, the Bezeh, as a Sur Bezeh. The case that Egg was born on the first of Rosh Hashanah, is also in second Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Yomtiv, it's not. But with regards to bearing a mace, we deal with the second of Rosh Hashanah as if it's like the like Yomtiv Sheni of Golias. Okay. There's one little piece of Gemara over here. Amar Rav Oben, two dots. Amar Rav Oben, by Rafuna, Amar Rav Chama, by Gurya, means Atav Onam Bekila, Ubekas Kaseo, Liyotz, the Meshitz Ramah, Meshabbos, and Achashish. So you have this kila, and the kila has straps attached to it, which are made for that purpose. So apparently the kila could be worn as a garment also. Now the straps really had no function while it's being worn as a garment. So isn't there a problem of hutzah, of carrying the straps, of this non-functional straps, which had no function while the person was wearing it as a garment? So is that considered a hutzah? So he said it's not considered a hutzah. They're part of the garment, and the garment, you're wearing the garment, so the fact that you have a strap is not a problem. So if I go out wearing a coat and I have the hood hanging on the back of the coat, I'm not wearing the hood, but the hood is part of the garment, so I'm not carrying the hood. The hood is part of the garment, and I'm wearing the garment, so even though the hood is off, I'm not using the hood at that point in time, is not a problem. The Morris says, really? My stomach of Huna, Domer of Huna Murad. He has to be talus, Shenim Tsuyas, it's Kilchosa, Bishabas, it's Chayav Chatas. If one of the tzitzis is torn off, let's say, so now this garment, the tzitzis are no longer functional, because 3 out of 4 doesn't work. You need all 4. So if one of the tzitzis is not kosher, so now the locha is that all the other tzitzis are not really functioning. So now you have this garment with some non-functional strings hanging off of it. So it's considered, a person wears that talus, forget about the issue of tzitzis, he's considered carrying on Shabbos. So you see that the non-functional part is considered not part of the baggit. It's considered you're carrying it. Some more answers. Tzitzis legabi talus chashibi v'loy b'teili. Hani lo chashibi u'b'teili. So tzitzis are considered, since that they are an independent part of the garment in some there, and therefore, so if they're functioning, so they're functioning, and they're part of, now they're working with the garment. But if they're not functioning, but they're still independent, so therefore they're not batel. It's considered you're carrying it. These things are just part of the garment, and they're not chashav. And close Rashi and Tosfos will see what makes it chashav. Rashi is because it's actually valuable, has tchelis, etc. Tosfos says because you're planning to fix it. Your mind is on it. You're planning to do something about it. Nafkamina is, let's say you have a loop in the back of your loop to hang your and it tears, one end tears. You're planning to be the frugal guy who's going to sew it back, right? So according to Tosis, to wear that coat outside of an air would be an issur. Because that strap right now is by you, is a functional thing, which is not functioning, and you're planning to do something about it. So that's considered, right now it's not buckled to the baggage, but it's important to you. So it's not usable as is, so it's not buckled to the baggage. Whereas these other...
That can go pretty far.
Yeah, and that's how we pass in a local, and those are all problematic. You have a a button, which is which is not, it's so loose that it's not functional anymore.
Right.
You can't wear it outside of an
eruv. Like anything, you know,
you can't wear it outside of an eruv.